life enables us to pursue a goal with passion and derive tremendous energy and focus from doing so. That works in every realm of life. And so it is with our pursuit of Christ. Think of it in scriptural terms. Because Abraham looked for a city, he was content to live in a tent. Because Moses looked for the rewards of heaven, he was willing to give up the treasures of Egypt. And why did Jesus pursue the cross, endure the cross, and despise the shame? The Bible says it was because of the joy that was set before him. Looked ahead. It's amazing what you can pursue, what you can endure, what you can go through in life if you've got your eyes fixed on your goal. What is it that makes an athlete push himself or herself to the limits? What is it that makes them discipline themselves and say no to things that for any other person would be perfectly okay? What is it? How is it that they can look ahead and see themselves up on that platform? Well, the same thing that for us as Christians makes us look forward to what God has called us for. We anticipate the prize that we were called heavenward for. And by anticipating it, by visualizing it, by looking forward to that day, everything else in life lines up. But let me ask you honestly, what prize could possibly be big enough, rich enough, prestigious enough, and pleasurable enough to call forth that kind of energy? What is it? Is there anything in life that would cause you and me to readjust our schedules, readjust our priorities, readjust how we spend our time and our talents and our money? Anything that would, what is it that could be big enough that would marshal all of that and keep us single focused? What is it? Is there anything that special that could do it? What could possibly make everything else in life, including all of our past sins and all of our successes, absolute rubbish by comparison? Is there anything? Yes, there is. The Bible says that our prize that is worth setting everything else in life aside for in order to pursue with a passion, our prize is none other than Christ himself. It's not the mansion with the pearly gates and the gold street. It's Christ. It's not sitting on a harp singing forever and ever. Boring. It's Christ. It's not there'll be no more tears and no more sorrow. That's nice, but that's not the prize. The prize is Christ. Christ who designed you, who loved you before you were ever born, who created you, who hardwired you to know him and to experience his love, who fashioned you to fulfill purposes that are significant and eternal, who weeps over your pain, who died so that you could live, who sets you free from all bondage, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who has pleasure available for you beyond your wildest dreams waiting to satisfy your soul, who loves you more than you can ever imagine, who wants you to rule with him someday. He's your prize. Do you know the magnitude of your prize? Do you realize what you have in Christ? Do you have any idea? Do I have any idea? Do we have any idea how much we give up when we fail to pursue him as our prize? I don't think so. Somehow we're satisfied with 20 watt and 40 watt and 60 watt and 100 watt experiences, thinking that's life, when God's waiting to give us his son. There's no comparison. Many Christians remind me of the quote I read years ago by Wilbur Reese. He said, "I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of him to make me love a black man or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I'd like to buy $3 worth of God, please." And the Apostle Paul said,
not me.
I want to know Christ. One thing I do.
I want to know Christ. What about you?
At this transition point between 2005 and 2006, are you satisfied with $3 worth of God? Are you satisfied with a nice religious experience once a week at church? Are you satisfied with some truths you learned 10 years ago or 5 years ago or last week? Are you satisfied with a 60-watt experience? Are you really satisfied? If you want to go the distance and win big, choose Christ. Choose Him as your end goal and your daily passion. Choose Him above every other desire in your life. Choose Him before every other choice. Begin this year with the end in mind. And line up every other decision in pursuit of that goal. A.B. Simpson years ago wrote out his life-changing decision. He put it to poetry, and this is what he said. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His Word. Once His gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone. Once 'twas painful trying, now 'tis perfect trust. Once a half salvation, now the uttermost. Once 'twas ceaseless holding, now He holds me fast. Once 'twas constant drifting, now my anchor's cast. Once 'twas busy planning, now it's trustful prayer. Once was anxious caring, now He has the care. Once was what I wanted, now what Jesus says. Once was constant asking, now it's ceaseless praise. Once it was my working, hence it His shall be. Once I tried to use Him, now He uses me. Once the power I wanted, now the Mighty One. Once for self I labored, now for Him alone. Once I hoped in Jesus, now I know He's mine. Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine. Once for death I waited, now His coming hail, and my hopes are anchored safe within the veil. All in all forever, Jesus will I sing, because everything is Jesus, and Jesus, everything. You want to go the distance this year and win? Forget the past, especially the positives, and pursue your prize-filled future. Begin with the end in mind. Choose Christ. Choose Christ. And someday, if you do, you're going to hear those words which you were made to long for. You'll hear those words when He wraps His arms around you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." And in that moment, you and I will realize that all that we did to make Christ our goal, all that we did to make Him our all-out pursuit, all that we did to line up everything in life to pursue Christ as number one in our lives, we will realize in that moment, it was all worth it. Please join me in prayer. Father, thank You for the way that You used other people's experience and testimony to speak to us. Thank You that You use the Apostle Paul's words to remind us again at the beginning of this new year, the end of one, the beginning of another, just how important it is for us to be looking to the proper things at the end of the road.
We confess to you, Lord, that we have been distracted this year, that we've chased many things that in and of themselves were fruitless. We've gone down many side tracks and back alleys looking for thrills, for pleasures that may have given it to us for a few minutes or a couple days and then left us empty. Forgive us, Lord, for setting our sights so low, for being satisfied with 60-watt lives when you want so much more for us. And so, Lord, here today at the end of this year, we choose Christ. I pray for each person who is here, including myself, that we would make those necessary decisions to set you as our ultimate goal, our passion, our prize, and then to pursue you, to line everything else up in life in that pursuit. Thank you for your Spirit, which will enable us to accomplish this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.